Okay, even though we're just looking at analytical procedures here at the planning stage, they're actually used in three places. So they're used at the planning stage, but they're also used as a substantive procedure, which we'll see later on in the course. But they use a substantive procedure when the auditor considers that using them can be more effective or more efficient in testing the details to reduce the risk of material misstatements to an acceptably low level. So sometimes used as a substantive procedure. So that's kind of during the audit. So they're used at the planning stage and they're used during the audit. And then they're used finally at the end of the audit as a final analytical review. So it's an overall review of the financial statements at the end of the audit, just to assess whether everything's consistent with what the auditor understands about the entity. And it's these final analytical procedures that we're talking about, they're not there to get more evidence, just they're looking for any irregularities. And if there are any irregularities, then the risk assessment should be performed again, just to consider whether we need to do a little bit more work. So anyway, they're used at the planning stage, they're used during the audit as a substantive procedure, and finally, they're used as a final analytical review. Here we're concentrating, though, on the planning stage, and at the planning stage, they're used to help you understand the entity, help you find out where the risks are, and if we see any differences, then we're going to focus our audit strategy on that.